Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Laura Ruddy in the Sunday Times reports that Airbnb hosts across Ireland must apply for planning permission to rent their premises as the government enforces strict new EU rules on the sector. The Department of Housing confirmed that hosts in both urban and rural areas would have to apply for permission to provide tourist accommodation. The decision on whether to grant the licence will lie with the local authority. It has been suggested that only hosts in rent pressure zones would have to apply for planning permission, but this is no longer the case. Concerns had been raised in Brussels over new laws put forward by Catherine Martin, the tourism minister, late last year that would require Airbnb hosts only to register their properties with Fáilte Ireland and not apply for planning permission. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that the vacant homes tax has been dismissed as tokenistic after it emerged that just €2 million was raised from it last year. This has raised questions about the effectiveness of the new charge. The latest statistics from Revenue outline the yield from the tax, which applied to fewer than 3,500 properties this year. The small amount raised means that it probably cost more for Revenue to collect it than it yielded, experts said. The vacant homes tax was introduced last year and now applies on November 1st each year to properties that can be lived in and have been stayed in for fewer than 30 days in the previous 12 months. It aims to make more homes available to buyers or renters, but it now seems the charge is costing more to administer than it is taking in. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that more than €1.66 billion in warehouse tax debt deferred by firms from the pandemic remains outstanding a month before payment is due and plans yet to be agreed on the vast majority of it. The figures from the Revenue Commissioners has led groups such as ISMI to advise strongly members to engage with the tax body, with the cost of not engaging potentially costing an additional penalty of between 8 and 10% of the total owed. The debt warehousing scheme was brought in during the pandemic to support businesses through lockdown. It allowed companies to defer payment of VAT, the employer PAYE, and certain other tax liabilities, including the employment wage subsidy scheme. According to figures, €1.66 billion in tax in debt is owed by 56,000 businesses. The vast bulk of it is owned by 5,000 companies owing more than €50,000. At its peak in January 2022, the scheme held €3.2 billion in warehoused debt.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.